activating self-trust, activating generosity. Some days my work is to work through issues that you, my dear reader, especially students and clients will need, so you can keep your capacities I activated active. One of these capacities is self-trust. Self-trust is not like confidence. It doesn't say, add soothing airy voice here, you can do it. That is probably a lie. No, it says something different. It says, you can handle it. Namely, whatever happens to you, you can handle it. Good, bad, indifferent, you can handle it. The job of the capacity is to make you unstoppable. To allow you to take the actions you need to take so you can get where you need to get, without being stopped by the fear of the unknown. Stopped by what will, what may happen after the action. But what is the range of what you can handle? Is it everything, or are you going to pick and choose what you can handle, and you are going to be stopped, again, by every thought in the aftermath? Now, I don't think out these scenarios, my intimate relationship with Source puts me there. It's Tuesday, my grocery shopping day. Every Tuesday I buy something that I am not supposed to eat. Today it was andouille sausage, garlicky, spicy, delicious. It vaguely reminds me of the famous national treasure, the gulai or cha by Cole Boss, meaning a spicy dry sausage. I looked it up, and found a site with all the national treasures of Hungary. I read the list, and cried. I wept. I experienced loss. And that was Source's purpose, to show me that unless you are willing to deal with loss, grief, sadness, you won't truly activate self-trust, only a little bit of it. And you won't do what you need to do to get where you need to get. For me to become all I can become, back in 1982 was to leave Hungary, leave the national treasures, everything I knew, eventually the profession I was trained into the tune of 2 master's degrees, and become a non-person in the United States. Another capacity that people find incomprehensible is the capacity of generosity. Generosity is allowing another's light to shine. And allowing your own light shine. Why wouldn't you? What is in the way? When you are someone who blocks others' light, you are judgmental, superior, and probably a know-it-all or know-it-better. You don't listen. You don't follow instructions, you make up your own shit. You probably don't allow my light to shine either. Your attention is on what you want to say. Discounting what someone else wants to say. Often you think you know what they are going to say. You are closed. You compensate for your sense of incompetence, in one area or another. I used to be 100% like you. It was hell. I still remember. Lots of soul corrections have generosity missing. In fact, probably all of them. The flip side of lack of generosity may be that you don't allow your own light shine. You have a lot to offer and you don't offer it. The share the light soul correction. The silent partner soul correction. But unless you share your light, what are you going to offer in exchange for the money you want? For the satisfaction you want? You pretend that you are cowardly, but you are stingy, plain and simple. You cut your nose in spite of your face. When I ask you to practice taking steps so you can keep the capacity active, I don't mean to make it nice for you. If it is nice, you are not doing the work. If you find out that things are not as scary as you thought they would be, self-trust, then you are activating a very narrow scope of self-trust. You want to activate it all, which makes you someone hardy, mentally tough. This is who you need to be a winner. If you can continue to be a wuss, a sissy, you didn't do all the work. You need to become someone who is up to something. Something that feels beyond what you think you are willing to accomplish. As long as you remain in the box where you know you can, you'll remain the same stingy little thing you have been. Only when you can't do it alone, can't see your way through, can't see yourself succeeding on your own that you are really starting the journey. Don't need a coach. Don't need a guide. Don't need support. You are way, way, way too arrogant and stingy. Anyone who thinks they can do it alone, without support is secretly saying, I won't do it. Which suggests to me that you live in a small box, and that your life is boring. If you want to enlarge your life, I recommend that you come and take your first fledgling steps towards inventing a bigger life in the Vision and Purpose webinar on June 5th. It's a Saturday, and the webinar is at 2 p.m. New York time. Sign up to the Vision and Purpose webinar. Go to www.yourvibration.com/vision.